News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
New data shows that C-section rates in Ireland are continuing to rise. More than 4 in 10 women giving birth are doing so by C-section last year. Professor Maeve Ogan is with us. She's consultant obstetrician and gynaecologist at the Rotunda. Maeve, why are the numbers going up?
Well, that is really interesting. And I mean, Ireland is not unique in that. And I suppose the important thing with this Irish maternity indicator system is that it's looking at this, and it is looking at not just cesarean section rates, but other healthcare issues that impact around the time somebody is having a baby, or indeed in the early part of pregnancy in terms of ectopic and miscarriage. So it's good to look at these numbers so that you know what's happening and is our care responsive to what people need. And I suppose there isn't one single answer. There's a range of things. Like, I became a consultant in 2009, and 4% of women were over the age of 40 at that stage. Now, 10% of women having babies are over the age of 40. So when you're having a baby over 40, the priorities may be a bit different than when you were having a baby at the age of 21 or 22. And you may have been planning to have lots of babies if you were having them at 21 or 22, whereas you might only be having one or perhaps two if you're having it over 40. And consequently, you may make different decisions in that context. So I think there isn't a simple answer to why the numbers are increasing, but it's important to look at it, and it's important that we provide responsive care to the people who are attending us, and that we don't have a one size fits all solution.
The theory is often posited that risk aversion and medical negligence liability plays a role, does it?
I think all those things play a role, and risk aversion from the patient perspective as well. You know, people say, you know, I don't mind having a cesarean section, but I absolutely do not want to have an emergency cesarean section. And like, without being glib about it, the only way not to have an emergency, the only guarantee that you won't end up with an emergency cesarean section is to have one in a planned fashion. Now, that doesn't mean that we just go, oh yeah, that's fine, off you go, have that. You know, you talk through what's the reason, what's the rationale, what are you worried about, is there anything else we can do to mitigate that? You know, maybe is it a fear of pain, for example, that maybe can be mitigated in terms of other pain relievers? And also, the advantage of pregnancy being 40 weeks for the majority of people is we've plenty of time to have these discussions, plenty of time for people to attend antenatal education, and plenty of time for them to talk to their peers, which is often where a lot of decisions are made, you know, when people talk about experiences that their friends or family may have had. So we've a lot of opportunity. But I suppose one of the downsides of pregnancy is, you know, for any other thing that you prepare really well for, you know, if you're going to do a marathon and you prepare really well for it, you're probably going to do better than the person who didn't prepare well for the marathon. Unfortunately, for childbirth, no matter how much reading or preparation you do, there is the human factor of what the baby wants to do. So, you know, you can't absolutely prepare yourself out of emergency or out of cesarean section. But you're right, fear and concern about health and well-being, both from the mother's side and also from the practitioner's side, is definitely part of it.
And from a clinical perspective and from a clinical institutional perspective, is there a push to try to reduce the number?
Well, I suppose there isn't a push to try and reduce the number, but there is certainly a push to look at the number. So, you know, we would always be looking, for example, every week, month and year, we reflect on our figures. You know, like, we have every Wednesday here at the Rotunda at 12:30, we have a meeting where we look at cases of the previous week in an anonymized fashion. Look at, for example, traces that we monitored during labor, what interventions were made, and, you know, what decisions were made, and were there alternative decisions that could have been made, or are there opportunities for learning? And I think that's important. We also look at numbers as to why there's, you know, for example, say we have induction of labour and there's an increased, there was an increased prevalence of cesarean section this month or this year compared to last year. Has anything changed? You know, how do we different drugs, new drugs? Or is it
and
just
do you look at other institutions as well?
Changed?
Because I assume there
Absolutely.
Must be a divergence between them.
Yeah, I suppose we're probably more similar than we are different, but you're right. That's what this report in today's Irish Independent is is on the Irish Maternity Indicator System, which looks at all 19 maternity units and looks at the differences. For example, some maternity units have a lot more second time or third time mums than others, you know, whereas a lot of the maternity units, there's an overrepresentation in first time mums. So obviously a first time mum has never had a baby before, and consequently the risks of intervention are higher because the body's never done it before. So those kind of things will influence it. Numbers can sometimes influence it as well. So, you know, for example, things like preterm birth is more prevalent in the Rotunda, because if somebody is in preterm labour in a smaller hospital, they will be transferred to the larger hospital because of the neonatal intensive care unit. You know, so there are different factors which can influence what actually happens in a birth. But yeah, rest assured, you know, society needs to be reassured that we're constantly looking at these numbers and constantly looking at how we compare it to national averages, both individually, but also from the health service executive point of view, looking at the national service and ensuring that it's responsive to what people need.
Maeve, thank you so much for your time this morning. Professor Maeve Ogan, who is consultant obstetrician and gynecologist at the Rotunda.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.